Hello and welcome to the show. Now, if you're like me, you know you should work out, but you don't. People say, "Have you tried running?" And it sounds easy, but there just aren't enough hours in the day. My guest today is gym instructor Paul Hawthorne. He's going to explain why a new technique could be the answer. Paul, what should our listeners do if they want to get in shape and improve their health?
You could try walking for 90 minutes a day, but it can be difficult to find the time. Luckily, there's another option. HIIT, spelled HIIT. You might have heard of it.
I have, but I don't really know what it is.
HIIT stands for High Intensity Interval Training. It involves very short periods of intense exercise. So you might cycle as fast as you can on an exercise bike for 20 seconds. You rest for a couple of minutes, and then you repeat the process.
And how long should you spend doing this?
That's the good news. Not very long. In fact, you may be able to get many of the health benefits of exercise by doing three sets of these 20-second workouts 3 times a week. So that's a total of 3 minutes a week.
3 minutes a week? That can't be possible.
I know it sounds like it can't be true, but it's based on scientific evidence. Researchers are still investigating why it's effective, but one reason might be that HIIT uses more of our muscle cells. When we walk or run, we use between 20 and 40% of our muscle cells. HIIT uses about 80% of them.
Now, when you talk about the health benefits of exercise, do you mean weight loss?
Actually, no. Losing weight means burning more calories than you eat, and this is surprisingly difficult when exercising. I mean, you need to spend about 45 minutes running at 8 kilometers per hour to burn the calories in just one donut. So, controlling your diet is likely to have a much bigger effect on your weight than working out. However, that definitely doesn't mean that we don't need to work out for other reasons. We should all exercise regularly.
And is HIIT more effective than other forms of exercise for burning calories?
It isn't necessarily more effective. But it seems to be as effective, and crucially, it's much quicker. About two-thirds of people don't do enough exercise to stay fit. In some cases, that might be due to laziness or lack of information, but many people just don't have time. HIIT seems to be effective and realistic.
So, would you suggest that people like me try HIIT?
If I were you, I'd definitely give it a try. However, it's very intense, so if you have a medical condition, you should see a doctor before you start. Another thing to consider is that people respond differently to exercise, so HIIT might not work for everyone. But then again, it might transform the way you work out forever.
Hello, and welcome to the show. Now, if you're like me, you know you should work out, but you don't. People say, "Have you tried running?" And it sounds easy, but there just aren't enough hours in the day. My guest today is gym instructor Paul Hawthorne. He's going to explain why a new technique could be the answer. Paul, what should our listeners do if they want to get in shape and improve their health?
You could try walking for 90 minutes a day, but it can be difficult to find the time. Luckily, there's another option. HIIT, spelled HIIT. You might have heard of it.
I have, but I don't really know what it is.
HIIT stands for High Intensity Interval Training. It involves very short periods of intense exercise. So you might cycle as fast as you can on an exercise bike for 20 seconds. You rest for a couple of minutes, and then you repeat the process.
And how long should you spend doing this?
That's the good news. Not very long. In fact, you may be able to get many of the health benefits of exercise by doing 3 sets of these 20-second workouts 3 times a week. So that's a total of 3 minutes a week.
3 minutes a week? That can't be possible.
I know it sounds like it can't be true, but it's based on scientific evidence. Researchers are still investigating why it's effective, but one reason might be that HIIT uses more of our muscle cells. When we walk or run, we use between 20 and 40% of our muscle cells. HIIT uses about 80% of them.
Now, when you talk about the health benefits of exercise, do you mean weight loss?
Actually, no. Losing weight means burning more calories than you eat, and this is surprisingly difficult when exercising. I mean, you need to spend about 45 minutes running at 8 kilometers per hour to burn the calories in just one donut. So controlling your diet is likely to have a much bigger effect on your weight than working out. However, that definitely doesn't mean that we don't need to work out for other reasons. We should all exercise regularly.
And is HIIT more effective than other forms of exercise for burning calories?
It isn't necessarily more effective, but it seems to be as effective, and crucially, it's much quicker. About 2/3 of people don't do enough exercise to stay fit. In some cases, that might be due to laziness or lack of information, but many people just don't have time. HIIT seems to be effective and realistic.
So would you suggest that people like me try HIIT?
If I were you, I'd definitely give it a try. However, it's very intense, so if you have a medical condition, you should see a doctor before you start. Another thing to consider is that people respond differently to exercise, so HIIT might not work for everyone. But then again, it might transform the way you work out forever.